James Comer to provide concerning update on Biden family business probe. By Wendell Hussebo on April 12, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, announced Wednesday he will provide an official update in the coming weeks on the Biden family business investigation upon completion of reviewing the family's suspicious activity reports, SARs, held at the Treasury Department. Over the years, U.S. banks have flagged over 150 SARs from Hunter and James Biden that included large amounts of money flagged for further review. SARs often contain evidence of potential criminal activities, such as money laundering and fraud, according to a 2020 Senate report. Over the past 2 weeks, GOP Oversight has combed through Biden family bank records and suspicious activity reports filed against Hunter Biden. "We also continue to gather info from whistleblowers," Comer posted on Twitter. "It doesn't look good for it, POTUS. I will update the American people soon." Speaking on Fox News, Comer said the SARs have been valuable to his probe. Comer is investigating the Biden family for 9 violations, including wire fraud and money laundering. "We are probably going to have a press conference within the next 2 weeks to update the American people on what all we found," Comer said. "It's very concerning." In March, Comer revealed from the SARs that the Biden family received a collective $1.3 million cut in 2017 from a Biden family business associate, who was sent a $3 million wire transfer from SVC. China energy company Hunter has confirmed the $1.3 million SVC payout. Comer believes the Biden family members received the $1.3 million payout in return for favors from Joe Biden. "That's not true. Joe Biden denied the existence of the payout." The Biden family had previously negotiated a deal with SVC from which Joe Biden, big guy, would receive a 10% equity stake in the joint venture with Hunter's former business partner Tony Bobulinski. In 2017, Hunter earned a $1 million legal retainer from the company's chairman, Yi Jianming. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi worth an estimated $80,000 in February 2017. Related, CNN's Burnett: Biden family payment evidence doesn't look good. Comer has additionally uncovered that a top Biden family business associate received $179,836.86 on November 5, 2015, while Joe Biden was vice president, a previously unreported sum. Although the amount appears to be insignificant to the $31 million received by the business during Joe Biden's reign as vice president, the new finding builds upon the previous reporting in 2022 by Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer. The SARs are also likely to provide a money trail from Hunter and James Biden to a Ukrainian energy company. In April 2014, Hunter joined the board of Burisma, just 2 years before Joe Biden stated he forced the firing of prosecutor Viktor Shokin investigating Burisma. Despite Hunter's lack of experience in Ukraine or the energy sector, he was paid $83,000 per month by the energy company or $1 million per year, just weeks after his father was announced point person on U.S. foreign policy toward Ukraine. Watch: White House Spox dodges question about Chinese payments to Biden family, "I'm just not going to even respond." Comer's investigation has also encompassed subpoenaing 4 major U.S. banks and 1 individual. The subpoenaed banks are Bank of America, Cathay Bank, JP Morgan Chase, and HSBC USA NA. The subpoenaed individual is the Biden family's SVC partner, Mervyn Yan. As a former SVC official, Yan was an integral member of the Chinese energy conglomerate with strong ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Yan appears to be one of the few top SVC officials who has not been detained or arrested. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force 2 in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris's investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.